Blog Talk Radio.
Mind, body, spirit, clean, spiritual. I am Committed Woman of God, your host, and I'm excited this morning to serve you. I am glad that I am in this space on this morning, and I hope all are as well. We have a show that God has ordained, and I thank you for joining me on this morning. I would like to ask, if you haven't been to our website, that you please do so, because it is imperative that you, if you are interested in the cleanse or you are actually in the cleanse right now, that you go to the website and actually get the information that you need to properly do so. I also need you to purchase the book, because in the book has that you would need to be effective in this cleanse. So I thank you. If you haven't already done so, if you would, please do so. I'm going to take out a moment, and to, if there's new listeners on the line that is not fully aware of what the mind-body spirit cleanse is all about, I'm going to and just kind of give you some insight as to how things actually began. Lisa Thomas is actually the founder of the Mind Body Spirit Cleanse, and she explains in the book how she surrendered to God about 13 years ago, wanting to get answers. At the time, she was going through some challenging times, and because she had dedicated her life to serve the purpose God had given her, she wanted to know why she was going through these major trials. Losing her home, car, and other material things, she really questioned God. So she surrendered, saying, "If you show me, Lord, I will follow." She vowed to him for 3 months to cleanse her mind, body, and spirit, that she could have, that he could have her, his way in her life, to show her what she needed to move forward. When you read the book, you'll see what she had to give up and how she cleansed herself to hear the voice of God and to move toward success in a mighty way. After the cleanse, services for a company that transformed thousands of women's lives. She's been on TV numerous times, hosted her own radio show, published a magazine, and God still continues to bless her 13 years later. Now she has documented the process for all who would like to gain their own level of success. So this is how you begin your transformational journey or of submission to discover more of who you are or who you are to become as women of God. So I thank our founder for actually giving us a space into where we can be transformed and be the women that God has designed and created for us to be in. So this is why we are all in this space on this morning, and I hope you all feel comfortable enough to interact and give your concerns and things that you want God to do for you as you go through this transformational cleanse. And I know that all of us have things that we want God to do in our lives. So going through this cleanse is one way that this actually can happen. And in this space, it's a space to do it in. I hope all of you had a wonderful week on last week, because God is yet always and still is moving in our lives every day, and we just want to acknowledge him on today for that. So, without further ado, we actually want to get anyone a prayer request on this morning and move forward with that.
Fantastic. Well, first of all, committed woman of God, thank you for leading the way this morning. This is Lisa Thomas, Visionary for Women. So I wanted to say hello and good morning, one to you, who those who are listening and those who are participating this morning. Good morning. Good morning. I will gladly go, actually, to participate in the request. I'm actually asking God for clarity, intention, discernment, and a divine intervention. You had talked about, you know, sort of shared some things about me in the very beginning of the 13 years ago, going through trials and tribulations and having the opportunity to submit to God and surrender to him in an incredible submissive kind of way, really. I mean, humbly coming to him on my knees, begging, please tell me why this is happening. And then 13 years later, there's been an incredible move, I say, of God in my life, where I've obviously reached a level of success and done some incredible things, and he is continuing to expand and pull me in many different ways, meaning expanding me in many different ways. So this morning I'm asking God for more clarity about what that looks like, and discernment of the direction that I need to go in. And also to create this divine intervention so that it becomes sort of an explosion, a good explosion, not a bad one, an explosion of understanding and clarity and discernment that propels me and others around me forward. So I am looking forward to what God has in store. And I'm also praying for every woman on this call and praying for every woman that listens to this show, that this opportunity becomes one of a lifetime, one that changes your experience of who God is, one that gives you access to a greater part of who you are, and a process that keeps you grounded in him. That is my desire and my request this morning.
Praise God for that. If there are anyone else on the line that would like to, at this time, send their request, their prayer request. We Well, I am a committed woman, and I am actually going to go ahead and take this opportunity to put in my on the street. My request consists of surrendering and committed to the purpose of God. Focus, drive, dedication, and expectation on this week. Is there another request at this time? If there's no other request.
Hi, this is Woman this week I am asking for God to continue to show me in what areas that may be hindering me from moving forward. Also focus and consistency, and that he will show me what's my next step.
Okay, you are standing for God to show you what is hindering you from moving forward. You need focus and you need consistency. Am I correct?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. Is there anyone else at this time that would like to make their request on this?
I think Confident Woman is on the line. I can share her request, or she can. Are you available to do that, Confident Woman? Maybe on mute. Her requests are intentional focus, to surrender to his will, surrender to his will, favor, and results. If I may say something, I don't know why it's coming up, but the word surrender, I think is great. That it has come up in her request, and I wanted to sort of bring it to light for everyone. It's imperative that we surrender to God. One of the things that I did 13 years ago was to submit and surrender to him. The definition of surrender is to yield to the possession or power of another, to yield to the possession or power of another, to give oneself up, to give oneself up to some influence, course, emotion, to give up, abandon, or relinquish, to yield or resign in favor of another. To yield or resign in favor of another. So we're saying we want to surrender in favor of God. We want to give ourselves up and submit and yield to his will, God's will. I wanted to underscore that particular word today because I know it continues to come up for a number of us, and then sometimes we resist the surrendering. I am a living witness that to surrender, as I did 13 years ago, there are results that will be produced that you are not even consciously aware that are possible, because God can dream a bigger dream. So in the surrendering this morning, I request that you fully yield to give yourself up and resign in favor of God. I'm taking that on as well. I'll add that to my prayer request, to surrender to his will.
And that is actually right in alignment what God has spoken my spirit on this morning. So I do know that we are in alignment with what God is desiring of us. That is to surrender completely and totally unto him. I will touch base a little bit more on the surrender, and not to take away from, but to add to what she had just spoke about, surrendering unto God. I had made some notes on that, and so I will actually come back to that later on in the show. But for right now, I am going to move forward and asking our woman discovering who she is, if she would actually take the floor now and to lead us into God's mighty throne of grace and lead us into prayer right now, if she would actually do that.
Amen. Lord Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God, we come before you humbly as we know how. Thank you, Lord, for another day, God. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for your mercy and your grace, Lord Jesus, God. Lord, we ask you to forgive us for anything that we done, said, or thought outside of your will, Father. Lord, we thank you, Lord, Father God, for being the head of our lives, Lord Jesus, God. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for life, health, and strength on this morning, Lord, Father God, for waking us up in our right mind, Lord Jesus, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God. Lord, we come before you, touching in the green, Lord, Father God. Lord, knowing that you be one in the midst, Lord, Father God. Lord, we're seeking your face on this morning, Lord, Father God. Lord, we're asking you to enter in, Lord, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Lord, give us, hallelujah, God, what we need on this morning, Lord, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Lord, we're asking you to help us surrender to your will, Lord, Father God. Lord, surrender to your way, Lord, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Lord, we're asking you, Lord, Father God, that we let nothing separate us from your love, Lord, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Lord, we're asking you to order our steps, hallelujah, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Lord, we're asking you to guide our mind, our thoughts, and our words, and our actions, Lord, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Lord, we're asking you for us to be able to humble ourselves before you, Lord, Father God, and submit us our ways unto you, Lord, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Lord, that we lean not to our own understanding, Lord, Father God, but that we learn to lean, trust, and depend on you, Lord, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Lord, that you know what's best for us, Lord, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Lord, we're asking you for a divine favor on this morning, Lord, Father God. Lord, we're asking you for favor in our lives, Lord, Father God. Lord, we ask you to put your hand on everything that we do, Lord, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God, that we go in the direction that you have us to go, Lord, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Lord, we're asking you to remind us to acknowledge you in all our ways, Lord Father God, that you may direct our path, Lord Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Lord, we're asking you for clarity on this week, Lord Father God. We're asking you for direction and instruction, Lord Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We're asking you for divine intervention in our lives, Lord Father God, and the purpose that you have for us, Lord Father God. Lord, we ask you to show us our next move, our next step to take, Lord Father God. We're asking you to expose unto us, Lord Father God, what's down the road for us, Lord Father God, how we can be prepared, Lord Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God, to walk into the blessings that you have in store for us, Lord Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Lord, we ask you that we fulfill your divine purpose for our lives, Lord Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we need thee, Lord Father God, every minute, every hour, every second, Lord Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we glorify and magnify your name, Lord Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Lord, we're asking you for intentional focus, Lord Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Lord, that you keep us on the right path, Lord Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Lord, we're asking you, Lord Father God, for a manifestation of our prayers, Lord Father God. We're looking for results, Lord Father God. We're looking for you to do that which you said you was going to do, Lord Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we know you're able, Lord Father God, to do exceedingly abundantly above all, hallelujah, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we know your hands are not short, Lord Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Lord, we're looking to lean, trust, and depend on you, Lord Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God, the author and finisher of our faith, Lord Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we thank you and praise you, Lord Father God. Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Lord, we're looking for you, Lord Father God. To continue to be in our lives, Lord Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Lord, we ask you to bless all the women on the call, Lord Father God. Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, God, we ask you to bless all the women that have been on the clans in the past, Lord Father God. Lord, we're looking for you, Lord Father God, to continue to have your way in their lives, Lord Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Lord, we're looking for you, Lord, to give us what we need, Lord Father God, on this clans, Lord Father God, that we may become all the woman that you have us to be, Lord Father God, that you can keep us rooted and grounded in Christ, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we thank you, Lord Father God. God, we praise you, Lord Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We're looking for changes in our lives, Lord Father God. We're looking for growth, Lord Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Lord, we give you all the glory and honor that you deserve, Lord Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Lord, we ask you to continue, Lord Father God, to keep the cleanse going, Lord Father God. We ask you to add to the cleanse, hallelujah, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Lord, we ask you for expansion, Lord Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah, God. Oh, God, we thank you, Lord Father God. Lord, for what you've already done, Lord Father God. Lord, we thank you, Lord Father God, for what you're doing right now, Lord Father God. And Lord, we thank you, Lord, for what you're yet going to do, Lord Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we thank you and praise you, Lord Father God. And Lord, we ask you to show us, Lord Father God, Lord, anything that's here in our path, Lord Father God. Lord, we ask you to remove all hindrances, Lord Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Lord, we ask you, Lord, that no weapon and form against us will prosper, Lord Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Lord, we're asking you for eyes to see and ears to hear, Lord Father God, when the Spirit speaketh, Lord Father God. Let's be sensitive to your Spirit, Lord Father God. Lord, when you speak to us, Lord Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Lord, we ask you, Lord Father God, that you do these things for us, Lord Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. And we'll be ever so careful, Lord, to give your name all the praise, honor, and glory that you so deserve, Lord Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Hallelujah, God. Oh, God, we thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, God. God, we praise you, Lord Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God. That your will be done, Lord Father God. Not our will, Lord Father God. Lord, bless your will, Lord Father God. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank you, Jesus. Amen, God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, God. Glory, hallelujah, God. Glory, hallelujah, God. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you, Lord Father God. Lord, for your word to be praised, Lord Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, let us surrender, Lord Father God. Let's forget about ourselves, Lord Father God, and glorify your name, Lord Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, move all fear and doubt, Lord Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, oh, let you increase, Lord Father God. Lord, that we may decrease, Lord Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, keep your hands upon us, Lord Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Establish our thoughts and our goings, Lord Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, let's be in alignment, Lord Father God, with your plan, Lord Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we thank you, Lord Father God. God, we praise you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, God. Thank you, Jesus, God. Thank you, Lord Father God.
Yes, God. Thank you, Lord Father God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, God. Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus, God.
Oh, God. Thank you. Thank you, God.
God, I thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank
you. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. God, thank you, God. Thank you, God.
Jesus.
God, thank you. Oh, yes. We
have
you, Lord. Yes, God. Thank you. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God, I thank you. I thank you. I thank you. God, I thank you. Yes, God, I thank you. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, God. God, I thank you. Thank you, God. Thank you. God, I thank you. I thank you. Oh, God, I thank you. I thank this sister for it's God's presence. We feel the presence of God right now, and for all you that are also basking in His glory, you can take all the time that you need to just give thanks and reverence God on this morning, because He is truthy of all the praise and His purpose and His reason is why we are here today, to find out what it is that He would have of us. So just bask in His glory, because He is truly worthy of that. He is truly worthy. Thank God. Thank God. Thank God this morning. I thank God. I give Him all honor and glory, for I know that she has opened up the way for us to submit our declarations unto Him, and I believe that He is standing there in anticipation, although He already knows our request. He knows all about us. And I know that He is just elated on this morning and waiting for us to submit our declarations unto Him so that He can render it unto us. So if anyone would like to be first in partaking in declaring and decreeing what they want God to do for them on this week, you may do so at any time in this space.
I declare and decree that God will give me clarity, keep me focused in the name of Jesus, that He will move all hindrances out of my path, and that He will reveal to me my purpose and my life. His purpose for my life. I decree and declare this in Jesus' name I pray. Amen. It is so.
Amen.
And it is so.
It is so.
And it is so. I declare and decree clarity, intention, discernment, and divine intervention. And that all women participating in this cleanse will have transformed lives, and that we as a collective will be extreme women of God with voices that make a difference across the world and the universe. I am making big declarations this morning. I declare and decree that He will move in a mighty way. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen.
It is so.
I decree and declare that this week I will be walking in intentional focus, and I will surrender to His way. He will make my path clear as to His desire for it, and I'll get out of my way. And it is so.
And it is so.
And it is so.
The minister of God is declaring and declaring in the name of Jesus that she will be focused on this week, focused on the will and the purpose of God. Name of Jesus, I am the queen that I will be driven on this week, driven to find out what is my next move and my next to move into the purpose and the will of God for my life. In Jesus' name, I declare and decree that I will be dedicated to this purpose. I'm also declaring and decreeing that I will surrender totally all unto God. In Jesus' name, I declare and I decree that in Jesus' name, and it is so.
It is so.
And I neglected to also declare a decree that I am standing in expectation on this week, expecting God to move in my life in a mighty, mighty way. I'm expecting God to show up and show out in the name of Jesus. Do I declare and decree in Jesus' name?
And sure, it is so.
Amen. Amen.
It's so.
Amen. I decree and declare that on this week that I will be blessed with creativity and with some good ideas to encourage others with the strength and the ability that God will give me. Amen. And decree and declare that I'm blessed with good health and with a good family and with a long life. And I decree and declare that everything that I put my hands to will prosper and succeed, and that no weapon formed against me shall prosper, because I am the lender and not the borrower. I decree and declare that I will be above and not beneath. And this is my declaration for this week in Jesus' name. And it is so.
And it is so.
And it is so.
Amen to that.
Amen.
There are nothing that would like to declare and decree on this morning, but they would have God to do for them, not only on this week, but we want to actually continue have this thing be continual in our lives. That's what we're working towards. We don't want to become stagnant where we just want to declare and decree these things only for this moment in this space right now, but we want these things to be continuous in our lives. And right now I'm standing and decreeing that all that we declare and we decree, God, we want these things to be continual in our lives. We want our lives to reflect everything that we put before you, Lord. We declare and decree this in your Son Jesus' name. I thank God for the declarations on this morning. I'm just really feeling the move of the Spirit here, and I take God not for granted, you know, because there is actually a move that is going on, and God is calling us yet closer, you know, and just realizing for myself that I need to really take what he is trying to do and take it and be serious with it. You know, we've had our lives, all our lives, and now it's just time to go back and say, God, I surrender it all to you. And as our founder was speaking earlier about surrendering, that's what I believe God is calling us to. I truly believe that he is calling us all to surrender, which takes me into this scripture that I was reading on this morning, and it is in Matthew 16, verse 24 and 25. I'm going to read it from the Common English Bible because it actually breaks it down, and it's Jesus here, and he's talking to his disciples, and he says, all who want to come after me must say no to themselves, take up their cross, and follow me. All who want to save their lives will lose them, but all who lose their lives because of me will find them. So I thank God for this scripture on this morning because it is definitely in alignment with what our founder was speaking on earlier about how she had to surrender in order for God to, not that he wasn't moving in her life before her surrender, but once she surrendered it to God, things began to open up for her like she wouldn't believe. So I'm challenging all the women that are on the line and the ones that are not and who will listen later to find out what it is that God wants you to surrender to. And our founder, she actually read us the definition of what it means to surrender. And I had a couple of things that I wanted to just kind of reiterate, because I also found a definition also for surrendering. And it says surrender means to yield ownership, to relinquish control over what we consider ours, our property, our time, our rights. When we surrender to God, we are simply acknowledging responsibility to care for what God has given us as stewards of his property. But by present circumstances, surrendering to God helps us to let go of whatever has been holding us back from God's best for our lives. By surrendering to God, we let go of whatever has kept us from wanting God's way first.
Committed woman of God, can you read that again? Could you read it again? Could you read the beginning again? It is to give up, to relinquish. And I didn't hear you say the word abandon, but I think that's one of the important words, too. Read that part again, please.
Okay. Surrender
to
means to yield.
To relinquish.
To relinquish control over what consider ours. Our property, our time, our rights. When we surrender to God, we are simply acknowledging that what we own actually belongs to him. He's the giver of all
things. Yes, one more time, one more time. Stop right there. Committed woman of God, stop right there. One more time. Read that sentence one more time. Read that one more time.
Which one? That we own
to
actually
yield.
Belongs?
Yeah, yeah, to yield, to give, to relinquish. Right there. Start right
okay.
there.
Means to yield ownership, to relinquish control
yes.
of what we consider
yes.
ours.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Keep going.
Our property, our time, our rights. When we surrender to God, we are simply acknowledging that what we own actually belongs to him. He is the giver of all good
Absolutely.
Things. We are responsible to care for what God has given us as stewards of his property. But by surrendering to God, we admit that he is ultimately in control of everything, including our present circumstances. Surrendering to God helps us to let go of whatever has been holding us back from God's best for our lives. By surrendering to God, we let go of whatever has kept us from wanting God's way first.
Yes, ma'am. Very powerful definition.
Yes.
Incredibly powerful. You know, because we want to hold, we want to hoard our time. We want to hoard our stuff. We want to hold tight to all that we have. We don't want to abandon and relinquish our stuff because we, it's ours. We don't want to relinquish that. And God says, no, surrender it all unto me.
Exactly.
You know,
exactly.
It's, mm-hmm. Yeah, it's such a, you know, when I think back to those years ago, to be willing to ball up, you know, and come with such a humble spirit to relinquish it all to him and just say, I give you all that I have, and I'm going to allow you to create and mold and shape me and life to be exactly what you've destined it to be. And that is the hardest, the most challenging, I think, for all of us to be able to do, because we want to hold on to the familiar. We want to hold on to what's comfortable. We want to hold on to what we know rather than what God knows and what he has already designed for us. So
that
I thank
so
God
cool.
again for that. Yeah, thank God again for that committed woman of God. I apologize for having to interrupt you, and it was pulling me to underline and highlight those critical pieces of this word called surrender. And my prayer is that we, as women of God who are listening in or participating, that we are in a serious, and I do mean serious and deliberate, intentional quest to break up all of the things that we hold on to that will hinder our ability to surrender to his will. What I can promise is that if you do, things will begin to manifest in your life like you would not believe, because the reasons that we are not getting and gaining access to all that our heart desires and what we are entitled to is because we are holding on too tight, too close to the chest, the things that God is trying to have us relinquish to him. So give it to him and give it to him quickly, as fast as you can, with reckless abandon.
Amen.
Amen.
Beautiful. So true, which brings me back to a conversation that we had on one of our early segments about letting God shape and mold us, as you just said, that, you know, and that's actually a part of it. You know, I don't know how old everyone is, but an age actually doesn't have anything to do with it, but it's the many of years that all this stuff that we've had from the world and everything, our parents shaping us, the world shaping us, work and everything else that is around us that keeps us, and we have taken on all of this stuff, and it has made us into the people that we are today, and God is trying to come in and to remake us from all of what has attached itself to us. So, you know, I thank God for just actually putting us in alignment together, you know, because all of us in our prayer request was saying surrender. And so that lets me know that we are right now in this point, in this moment, where God will have us to be at, because he is witnessing through all of us in our different areas of life. And then when we come together, we all have surrender. So I truly thank God how he does what he do, you know what I mean? And we can actually be all in agreement that this is what God is calling us to do and surrender. So I just really want us to take time on this week and really find out what things it is that is holding us back, totally surrendering us. Go ahead.
And that's why I was praying that God continue to show me what my hindrances are. You know, we got to see, okay, we say we know who God is. We say we trust and believe God. So why don't we let him have his way in our lives? Why do we want to have so much input in what he's trying to do for us? Why do we question, you know, the things that he allows to take place in our lives? You know, we have to discover what is our holdup. You know, we can say a lot of things and we can say we're going to surrender, but first we've got to understand what is, you know, the things that make and mold us and shape us to be this way. What are we looking at? Do we really believe and trust God? Do we really understand and know who he is? Because if we did, you know, we have sense enough to let him have his way in our lives. But, you know, we have blockages that keep us from totally surrendering because we want to have some control. You know, either we have control issues, we have trust issues. You know, so many different things keep us from doing the will of God. So we really need to focus on that and discover what is our holdup so we can move forward.
I definitely concur. It's like the constant quest and the constant desire and hunger. I want to throw this in, too. It's like having a strong hunger for knowing what the hindrances are. See, I do believe that we become comfortable in the hindrance. So, and then we don't, we're not willing to have the drive, the push, the relentless hunger to find the hindrance. So, like, if we, that's the first thing. I think that we have to be rigorous with ourselves to constantly look for the hindrance. And then the second part of us surrendering, I believe, is to have faith and the strength and to trust, even in the face of not knowing what the hindrance is. So I think it's twofold. It's one, being relentless in discovering your limitation, your hindrance, your block, and any obstacle that's in your way, being relentless and committed to finding what that is. And then the second piece, though, is in spite of your hindrance, that you trust and you take the action anyway, scared to death, afraid, fearful, taking the action anyway. I'll give you an example. God has called me to coach and consult two people right now. I know them by name. I know who they are. And I'm going to tell you right now, I'm telling you all on that's listening to my voice and those that will listen later, I do not want to coach either one of them. I do not. Because I know it's going to take something out of me. I know it's going to take me rising to an occasion that I'm not really wanting to rise to. I know it is going to force me to be greater than I want to be. It is going to cause me to be a stand like I've never been before. I know it's going to cause me to trust him. I don't want to. My ego does not want to. But guess what? I am going to do it. And I'm going to do it with everything that I am, and I'm going to trust him moment by moment because he has called me to do it. And I'm not sure why he's called me to do it. I can make up many reasons, but I do believe that there is something in these two people that God is calling forth, and apparently I have a role in their success. And so I am going to surrender to his will and take it on because it was put into my spirit to do it. So my hindrance or my fear or my limitation or my obstacle is I don't want to be bigger than I need to be. I'm going to have to constantly be on their case. I'm going to have to hold them accountable, and they don't want to be accountable. I'm going to have to show them areas of their lives that are in their blind spot, and they have been that way since the beginning of their leadership roles. I am going to have to redefine who they are and really have them bump up against their mere existence of who they know themselves to be who God has ordained them to be. I don't know how to do that necessarily, and yet I do know how to do it because God has called me to do it. So I will, standing in complete faith and complete trust that he has called me forth because I'm the one to do it. So I employ everyone and charge everyone with being relentless about what you're hindered by, being relentless about overcoming obstacles in your challenges, and also trusting when God puts something in your spirit to do it, no matter whether you can justify why he's saying it or not, because there's, in my mind, there's no justifiable reason why I should coach or consult either one of these people. But because he put it in my spirit, I'm only going to trust that he put it there, and then I'm going to act. So you want to take action no matter what. When God says act, you do it. Scared, afraid, fearful, and almost ready to lose your breath, you do it anyway because God has never failed anyone of his children, and he will never fail you either.
Mm-hmm.
So take your action anyway in the space of faith and trust.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes, we definitely have to take this thing seriously because he wouldn't have brought it if this is not what he is actually calling us to. And if you are on this line today, he is talking to to each and every one of us and tap in to a later time. If you actually got in and you weren't on the call, then he is talking to you as well. So do take surrendering your will and allow his will to be done. I thank God for this conversation on this morning, because this is actually, like our founder always said, this is some good stuff. Mm-hmm. So I thank God for this good stuff on this line this morning, because this is actually what we need. He just wants us to be better and actually wants us to be who he knew us to be in the womb and what he has created us to do. And so I thank God for that on this morning, for just loving us enough to send us the word surrender on this morning. And I am going to be basking in that, and I hope you ladies will be basking in that, thinking on that and praying about that, because he says if we acknowledge him in all our ways, that he will direct our path. And that's a part of surrendering, just acknowledging everything, and that's relinquishing our control and giving all the control unto him. So that is some good stuff. Now, if anyone would like to continue further on this conversation, or if they have something that they may want to say that God has done for them on last week, you may do so at this time, or you can just continue to talk about surrendering unto God, and I'm open for any testimonies that you may have. I know that God is definitely calling me to surrender. I was sitting in a service on yesterday, and I heard my brother speaking, and I know we walked some of the same paths, and he's done some of the same things. In fact, I've known him for years. And as I was sitting there, I began to weep, and the Spirit began to deal with me and began to tell me to surrender. And I began to cry, and I began to say yes, and I began to ask him, God, what do you want me to surrender to? And he wants me to surrender and preach his word. And I'm like, God, I am not ready for that. I speak, like, eloquently. I can this and that and the other and going on. Then, as I was saying all these things, so, and I began to think about Moses, how he, when God called him to deliver his people, and how Moses felt like he could not be the person to effectively do that because he had a tongue that scrambled up his words. And so he didn't feel like he spoke eloquently enough to be able to do what God would have him to do. So he goes back and forth with God about how he don't want to do it. But, and then Moses made God angry. And so I said, Lord, I said, you know what? I started thinking about what Moses did. I said, Lord, you know what? I said, I'm not going there, Lord. No, I'm not. I'm not going to make you angry with this. God, I surrender. I said, I surrender. I said, I don't know how I'm going to do this or whatever. And he says to me that I will be with you. Oh, God. Even as I was signing that old boy, son, I was thinking, I thank you, God. God, I thank you. And like she was just saying, you know, you don't want to have to confront certain people because you know certain things, or and you're afraid and you don't know how this thing is all going to pan out, and you got all your reservations, and you got all these giants that you done built up in your mind. But you know what? Today, I say, God, I say yes. I to your will, to your way, to your purpose. I just got to trust and believe that you are with me. And that you will not leave me, nor will you forsake me. And as he guides me, I am going to begin to prepare and take the necessary steps that I have to take in order for me to move in God's purpose. And then I was thinking to myself, well, maybe this is just me saying these things to myself, okay? You know, I'm taking back some of the control now, that my mind is so brilliant that it thinks like the mind of God, and I have put these thoughts in my mind, okay? So the service finishes, and I go and I talk to my girlfriend, which her husband is actually a pastor, and she says to me, she says, you know, Twanda, she says, when are you going to take your steps to do what God has called you to do? And I just begin to cry. God, for God, and you know, and before that, a woman came to me and she prophesied to me and she says, "You're ready." And I'm saying, oh, no, I'm not. You know, I'm saying, oh, no, I'm not ready for that. But you know what it was? It was that I was afraid to go and confront what, and no man can hinder me. I can only hinder myself because of my thoughts, which is in my mind as to what the outcome is actually going to be before I even confront the outcome. And so that's what has been holding me back. And I wanted to actually bring that out today. And I thank God for using my life as an example, because I told him, I said, Lord, you can use my life as an example. And this is why I have so many testimonies as to what, you know, that God uses my life to be in alignment with what he wants to bring to others, and I don't mind him using my life like this. So this is why I'm speaking today, and I hope that I'm helping someone, because it was in my mind that why I couldn't move forward. It was in my mind that if I go and confront, knowing how certain things is and how certain things are and how and what I think that, you know, might be said and this and that and the other. But, you know, I got to get to a point where I just got to do it. I can't let my mind longer stop me for and tell me all these other things that's in my mind. I can't allow my mind to do that to me.
Right.
If I continue to allow my mind to tell me what I shouldn't do and how I should do it and when I should do it or whatever, I'm going to miss the opportunities that God has placed before me. So I'm telling you, ladies, because I really want you to get it, and I really want myself to get it. And saying yes, I'm saying yes, and as God lead me, I am going to take and prepare and take the necessary steps that I need to take. And it may not come like right now, because I know that I am actually in training and in preparation, and this radio show right now is giving me that training and preparation that I need to get comfortable in this space so that I can move to the next space. So I thank God for all the opportunities. Thank God for yet even today another deliverance, because I am taking things serious and I want to be delivered, and I am delivered. Because my mind can no longer hold me back from that. I release my mind unto to God. I'm releasing it to him. I surrender my mind unto him. Let this mind be in me that was also in Christ Jesus. So I my mind unto him, unto them, and know that I'm not even in control of the thoughts that I have.
Mm-hmm.
Mm, that's good. That's good. Mm. And if I could interject something to help you, whatever the Holy Spirit has given you, ponder it in your heart. You don't have to share it with others. You remember Mary when she was told she was going to become a mom. And how could this be, she said. And sometimes when we spread things and we tell people, we go to people's faith is not where your faith might be. People could be a jealous spirit and all these other things, insecurity in themselves. So when you open yourself up to other people, people will put things in your mind and your heart, and then that's when the enemy will come in. But death and life are in the power of the tongue. And so, therefore, you ponder it in your heart. God speak to you and tell you thus and so. He will confirm it. Now, you said that you went to the pastor, and right away she asked you a question, well, when are you going to accept your calling, so to speak? And so that was confirmation, what the Holy Spirit had already spoken into your heart. So now you ponder those things, and you say, well, God, what will you have me to do? Where are we going with this? I can't do anything without you. So I'm following you. And I want to be obedient to you. And get into this, you know, your prayer, staying in God's face, fasting and praying and listening for what the Holy Spirit is saying to you. And God will begin to open things for you, because the enemy wants to defeat God's purpose. And he has his hand on you. He has some things that he wants you to do. It might not always be behind the pulpit, because ministry is wherever we can minister.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it doesn't necessarily have to be behind the pulpit. I find my greatest move of God when I'm ministering to people on one-on-one.
Mm-hmm.
I have daughters, many daughters that I've gained, and they call me all the time for advice, and various people are going through different things, and I find that I have my own prayer ministry, you know, going on in the comforts of my house. And so whatever God has for you is for you. And the mantle is on you, the anointing is on you, so you go forth, but listen to what God is saying. Don't spread it around, because the Holy Spirit will bring you before great men.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
To God be the glory.
I give it to you for your words of wisdom, Mother, and that is right in line with the Holy Spirit has, you know, dropped in my spirit, you know, you know, to ponder these things, and all things that he speaks to me is not for everyone to know. I share with you, ladies, is because I know that we all have some of the same struggles. You know what I'm saying? God is, and I am not one that wants to be in a pulpit. I rather do things like I am doing now. In fact, the Holy Spirit led me to go back to school to do psychology and stuff like that. I like counseling. I like praying for people individually, like you said, mm-hmm. or whatever. A pulpit thing is just not me. But, I mean, if God called me to that, then, mm-hmm. you know, I will do that. But I would more rather evangelize, feel like the need is right there in the church, because he says that the world need not a physician. You know, it's the people that are outside the church that are hurting that
mm-hmm.
needs God. And the church is just, you know, just not my setting, but if that's what God will have me to do, you know, I'm just talking about what I would rather do, but, you know, if God would have me to go that way, I will by all means do that. But I am going to take those words of wisdom and do just that, ma'am. I am. I will do that, Mother.
Amen. That's good. That's good.
I will do that. I don't want to actually rush anyone. We are at the, a little bit past our hour on this morning, and, we really did cover some good ground on today, and I thank God for where he took us to this morning. But if there's anyone that would like to, I don't want to hinder anyone from saying what they would like to say, I will give you a few minutes to actually do that, and then we will actually wrap this up. Is there any final words from anyone at this time?
Well, I'd just like to say and not prolong anything, but I believe the last time that I was able to get on the call, I shared with everyone about my aunt being very sick. And so she made her transition on this past week, and but as well with her soul. So we know we're going to have no doubt whatsoever, but we're going to have a home-going service on this week. So I will be, along with my family, traveling to New York. So I solicit your prayers on our behalf, because we understand that the weather is going to be inclement going up, and so we definitely need prayers, and the more the merrier, so to speak, that we will arrive safely and that we will be there to, because she was the matriarch of the family. She was a prayer warrior. She was steadfast. She was unmovable. And she's 95. The Lord allowed her to live 95 years of age. And some of us take things lightly, but we don't take anything lightly, because God has added on to her years. So we thank God for her memory, for her legacy. And we pray that we will live a legacy to leave behind when our time comes as well. So pray for my family and myself.
Amen. Is there anyone else? Okay, ladies.
Great job, committed woman of God. Great job. I commend you. Thank you for stepping up. Thank you for being an extraordinary leader. Thank you for the honor and privilege to support, coach, and consult to bring you into the new being that you are becoming. Overall, great job.
Thank you. I appreciate your support and all you ladies' encouragement and words of wisdom. I thank you all for that. And you ladies are actually on this journey with me, because you know and seen where I started out, and you ladies will be with me to see the outcome. So I thank you ladies for all your support and being on this show with me on today. I thank God for each and every one of you and the ones that could not join us on today. I thank you all for all that you have done. And we are at the end of the hour here, and I know all of us have to get to our jobs and other areas of our lives right now, so I'm not going to prolong unless there's someone else that needs to say something else. If not, then we will go ahead and close out with, is there anyone before I close out? Okay, well, we are going to close out with, you came into this world nothing lacking, nothing missing, fully equipped to fulfill on God's divine purpose for your life. All things are in perfect order, moving and adjusting to work in your favor for your highest and greatest good. Anything hindering success in your purpose and destiny was created in your mind and has no just cause. Your only job is to continually renew your mind, your thoughts, feelings, and emotions. God has ordained you with all that you need. You are a deliberate creation of God. Lisa Thomas, founder and author of Mind, Body, Spirit, Cleanse, And we thank you all, ladies, for joining us this morning. It has been my pleasure to be your host, and you all have a blessed and wonderful week, and I will see you on next Monday.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. God bless.
God bless.
But when